Welcome everyone. So I'll talk about AD migration in the South, a specific use case. So who am I? I'm Luc Laas, and I'm team lead of the IT system group at Ghent University. And I'm also a Debian developer. So what challenges were there in the past, where we already talked about at Samba XP? First thing was Samba packaging in Debian, with the big challenge of the release process, which isn't really solved, but at least it's way better than it was in the past. That talk was by Christian Perrier, who's unfortunately not here this year. But my colleague, Ivo De Dekker, who is the most active Samba packager in Debian, is here. So if you have questions about that, you can refer to him. Another thing was SIFS Utils, where there were always problems with DFS links. Also, that one is not solved completely yet, but at least there is some progress in testing infrastructure to make sure it doesn't happen again. But more recently, last year, we talked about Samba within our university. So we use GPFS now, it was very nice to actually talk about possible issues and to see actually that we were on the right track. But this year, something completely different. So now I want to talk about problems I'm facing myself, but it's problems they face in the South. So it's in development cooperation. We do the development cooperation with the FLIR. FLIR is the union of the Flemish universities. And we focus on IT, so infrastructure as well as services. But obviously, you do cooperation with some other party. And one of these parties is universities on one of the Caribbean islands. And it's that use case I will present here, mainly the challenges they face, and how actually what can be done in Samba to ease their use. So what do they use Samba for? They use Samba for file serving. It's the only platform they use for file serving. And currently they use Windows AD domain as the whole backend of their user administration. But mainly because of licensing costs, they really want to migrate to a Samba AD domain. So what are challenges? These ones are the most important challenges they face. They have DNS issues. They have issues with administration tools. If they use Windows, it works all fine, but if they use Linux, there are some issues. They have trouble with group policies, trusts, enumeration speed with ID mappings is a big problem. And last but not least, they have really, really big bandwidth issues. So now a bit more in detail. So when they join a domain controller, a Samba domain controller, to an existing Windows domain, the replication of the reverse DNS doesn't happen. When they run manually DNS updates, it just replicates and there is no problem. But obviously that's not very nice that I have to run it manually. So the reverse domain is there, that's no problem, but the entries for the host, for the forwarding, they are just replicated fine. For the reverse DNS, it doesn't happen. Another issue they had, but that's recently solved, is that when you add a new domain controller to a Windows domain, actually the SOA entry in the DNS for the additional domain controller is not added. Apparently that's on purpose, but the thing was that if it's not added and your Windows domain controller dies, then you don't have any DNS anymore. And that the reason was that the DNS role didn't move to the remaining domain controller. But that's fixed now. Since March, that's fixed. For administration tools, so they use Windows. So Active Directory uses and computers and similar tools. They're really used to have Windows for administration. So they really want a graphical tool to administer. But actually they want to get rid of all Windows, mainly due to licensing costs. So they looked at Samba GTK, but at the current state that's not really usable. And they told me, well, maybe you should propose them to have a Django frontend for Samba tool, because Django, that's easy to develop, and then we have in no time we have a graphical user, a graphical tool. So I tell you what they asked me, so maybe someone can really easily write something like that. I'm not sure about it. But the graphical tool is really something I hear also from other users, not only from them. It's really needed for the administration of the domain. Samba tool itself is actually not enough to be able to.
I just want to ask, what's wrong with using Windows administration tools for Samba? I mean,
If you want to get rid of Windows and you don't have
like
Windows,
totally get rid of Windows.
Yes, yes.
Okay, not even have a one XP box somewhere in the basement.
Well, XP XP has its own problems. And more recent Windows, they only run on, on more expensive hardware that they don't have access to. So it's licensing cost, but it's not only licensing cost. It's also just the cost of hardware. They get cheap hardware, which is old, and yeah, it doesn't run the recent Windows. So then Samba tool itself, there are some issues with it. If you want to list what's configured, sometimes that works, but for many things that doesn't work. If you want to create a subnet within DNS, that's not supported, so you have then to use the Windows tools to be able to do that. And there probably will be others, but because obviously they are not really using it because it's missing crucial features. And in the end, they really want a graphical administration tool. According to group policies, they really want to set group policies not only for Windows but also for Linux. As I already told you, they have really big bandwidth issues, so they want to. They are forced actually to use a proxy everywhere. So if you want internet access, you have to use a proxy. And they use the proxy to filter that some, for instance, the students are not allowed to use the internet in the normal working hours. They are only, they can only use it during lunch break and in the morning and in the evening. So things like that, they want to force that with a proxy, so to make sure that the bandwidth that is available is usable. Another thing that I really want to set also for Linux clients is password settings, that you have to change your password every month and things like that. Then one thing that is really missing and that I have trouble with because well, they cannot just replace their existing domain. So if they want to trust the Windows Active Directory domain within Samba, it doesn't work. There are issues. And if you want to set up a separate domain, well, several domains, and you want to create a forest, then the trusts will definitely not work. It's not. Samba is currently not ready for multiple domains. It's actually, you can join an existing domain that will mostly work fine, but if you start using more domains, it doesn't work. One of the reasons that they want to set up a new domain is because in the old domain they have lots of entries of contacts, and in the new software they have, it doesn't make sense to have it in the domain, so they want to get rid of it. But if you keep the existing domain, it's a really pain in the ass to get rid of it. So they want a new domain, but obviously they want to use the users of the old domain and the new domain. Then you need the trust, and it doesn't really work. enumeration speed. So they have a member server, just a file server. They use the IDMAP RID backends with really large groups. They have about 30,000 students at the single university. So they have a group with the students. They have also groups of the faculties with thousands of users, and it just takes way too long to enumerate them. So just if you want to set an ACL and you want to say, well, I want to have this user, it takes ages. Another thing they asked me to forward the question, if it would not be possible to have Windows Server Update Services server role in Samba. I told them that would not be very logical, but well, as they asked me to forward it, I forward it over here. So what does it do? It's like a server that is kind of a cache for the Windows updates. So if a client needs an update from Windows, it doesn't go to the internet, but it goes to the to that server for its updates. And as the uplink they have with the internet is about the same for the whole university, is about the same as what each of us has at its home, but they have to share it with more than 30,000 people. It's a real pain in the ass to always go to the internet for that. And as I told you, they really want to get rid of all the Windows servers. Yeah, and in extension the clients, but first the servers. They would like to have such a role provided by Samba. So this is in a nutshell. Maybe I can tell a bit more about how we got there. So at my university, I have a coworker who already is into development cooperation for a long time, a lot of projects, both in Africa as well as in the Caribbean. In Africa, they actually don't use Samba. They don't use file servers, which is very strange. But there are lots of strange things apparently in Africa, because when you want to cooperate with them, they only want to learn when there are things they can use today. If you have a problem you might face on a later time, they're completely not interested. In the Caribbean, it's completely different. In the Caribbean, if you say you might face a problem over there, they want to know it today to make sure that they won't face the problem tomorrow. And so with the Caribbean, it's a real cooperation, because they face problems we don't face at the moment, like bandwidth issues, but also other issues. And you can really learn from each other. They use also software you've never heard about. And then if you look at what the software does, it does actually things that we at our university do with enterprise software that costs millions of euros. And they have just the software for free there. It's amazing. And it's just open source software you've never heard of. It's really amazing that also that when they come to here, it's like they're really really, really happy that they can finally have bandwidth, so that they try to come with as many disks as possible to fill with the internet to take home. It's really nice. So when you go there, they also ask you, oh, can you bring me the mirror of this or the mirror of that? It's really nice and really strange that these problems are still a problem today. Over there, most of the time it's very nice weather, and so when they have a bandwidth problem, how do they think of solving it? They think of solving it by just putting more access points on the campus, just on the roof, without any protection, because it never rains. Why would you do anything to... It's really strange. And then you say, but then the problem of the bandwidth on the campus is solved, but you still have the problem of the uplink to the internet. Yes, that's true, but we cannot do anything about that because we don't have the money to pay for more bandwidth. And even if we have had more money for the bandwidth, the ISP has to deliver it to here, and the ISP doesn't have the means to do that at the moment. And it's like, okay. So then you end up talking as the Union of Flemish Universities to the government over there to make sure that the whole chain gets improved, so that it's remotely possible to improve the bandwidth. Obviously, when you have to convince the government, that takes ages. But when you finally convince them, you really make a difference, because they wouldn't ever have gone that far without us. And that's also a nice thing to see, that that we from here can help over there to improve the infrastructure just by talking to people. But it obviously it takes ages, so you have to talk like for 5 years, and then it improves tenfold. But tenfold is obviously only a small factor. Anyway, are there questions from the audience?
First, thank you, and then questions, comments.
Could you talk about how did they identify all these problems, the tests they ran? Could you share those tests, check those back into Samba so we also could run it, like you say, large group objects, for example? How did they create it? Could they set the simple, send out the data points? Because that's really what's lacking.
Well, how did they identify the problems? It's actually just by trying to set up the things for their use case. So they don't really have defined test suites or test cases. They just try to get it to work for their use case. But I can try to ask them for a reproducible test case. That's the
You mentioned problems with the DNS. Are you using Bind9 DLZ or the internal or something?
Yes, well, they try both and both have the same problem.
Okay. And another question, if they are not having any Windows clients, what's the point of using Samba then?
No, no, currently it's about all Windows. But as XP has its own problems, and as licensing costs, they really want to spend their money on other things than licensing costs and expensive service. They really try to get rid of all the Windows. But in their view, it's not logical to start with the client, because then you have to convince the user to do it differently. You first make sure that you yourself don't use any Windows anymore. Then you also know what's the problem with not using Windows before you try to convince the users.
Sure, sure, we know these problems. But I mean, it may be less of an effort to simply put a Windows 7 box somewhere and use the Microsoft administration tools.
Yeah, well,
then to write them from scratch.
That's what they currently do. That's what they currently do.
Okay.
You gave us a short overview of your installation, but are you missing something? How many sites do you have? How many objects in the AD? Do you use subnet prioritization or something like this? That's important for an installation. I do not know, what are you doing? Do you have 5 workstations, 2,000 or 1,000,000?
It's about 2,000 workstations, and it's only one site.
One site.
And it's about 30,000 users, maybe 40,000 if you count the and the lectors and professors and stuff like that. But the problem with enumeration is just, I think the problem is because of the bandwidth in combination with the big numbers. Because the RID backend, you calculate it, the ID, but you first have to know what you have to calculate.
How many locations do you have? 2, 10, 500?
Well, there are buildings on one campus. How many are 10, 15, something like that?
Because of the bandwidth, sometimes it's useful to have own domain controllers for each location. Not?
Yeah, it might be useful, but it won't happen because they just they want cooling for their equipment because, well, it gets very hot there. And they also want to have it secure, so it's not good enough to just put it within a room full of people. So they only have 2 locations where they can put it, and that's where they are located.
Okay. Any more questions or comments?
Yes.
Do you have any insight into where they ran Samba? What kind of hardware did they run it on? Or
what kind of hardware? That's,
I mean, was it comparable to the Active Directory Windows Server or?
Yeah, sure. It's actually, usually it's 10 to 5 year old servers that come from here and are not used here anymore. Sometimes they buy cheap Chinese servers, and then after 2 years they have to replace them because they're already broken. So the 5 to 10 year old servers, we deliver them, well, at least for the previous 5 years, they are still standing there.
Are there any other questions? If not, thank you very much, Luke. Okay.